Hodges Keen Glide is one of Jack Shell's last works prior to his passing, from an opus in seven parts to represent the energy of the seven great nations of Rendaraya. Playing here as background is Hodges Keen Glide. At the time Jack Shell and I connected in Portland, Oregon in 1983, Jack's favorite groups included Little Feat, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and David Bowie. I was into R&B, Motown, and the Philadelphia sound, and disco. Jack was nuts over anything Bowie. I couldn't understand his passion and fascination for David Bowie. I had never listened to any of Bowie's songs. Jack became an ardent Bowie fan when he first heard Aladdin Sane. He was enthralled with how Mike Garson brought piano and keyboard parts into that piece of work. That song validated for Jack his future as a pianist and keyboardist, and Mike Garson was clearly his greatest influence. We found common ground in the gay dance clubs. Bowie released Let's Dance in 1983, and we were dancing to it. That song caught my attention and opened me up to listening to more. Jack introduced me to Bowie's Young Americans, and it became our favorite album, especially with Luther Vandross, Carlos Alomar, and David Sanborn influences. In July of 83, Jack and I moved to Newport on the Central Oregon coast, where we started our careers selling timeshare. In 1984, we were brought to Friday Harbor on San Juan Island in Washington's Puget Sound. And in 1985, our references secured timeshare jobs for us in Ventura, California, and then in San Diego. We had great gigs at Lawrence Welk's Resort for 7 years, and then with Winter Circle Resorts in San Diego's Gaslamp District. In 1987, with the purchase of his Yamaha Grand, Jack began developing his musical composition talent. And wherever he found a used record store, Jack purchased every Bowie album he could acquire. Jack's dream was to go to a David Bowie concert. It was number one on his bucket list. Fast forward to 1995, I was hired as the general sales manager for the foremost timeshare resort in Lake Tahoe. We had just published Ageless Music. My broker suggested that one of the salesmen, who was a famous guitar player, might give Jack some advice. He agreed and showed up at the house. Jack said, "I hear you're a famous guitar player, is that true?" And he said, "Show me your albums, Jack." And as they combed through Jack's collection, he said over and over, "See, that's me, Earl Slick. See, that's me, Earl Slick." Slick was in his 10th year of sobriety, living a healthy, low-profile life in Tahoe. At the time, he had not performed on stage in over 10 years. An opportunity arose to add two sales managers to the team, and I promoted Slick to one of those positions. That's when he dubbed me the moniker Chief. Jack and I had the opportunity to attend the Flower of Life workshop by disciples of Drumvalo Machilzadek, where we honed our psychic skills in manifestation. We learned that a single thought can truly create a manifestation. We were warned to be careful what you wish for because we were at an elevated state of consciousness. Silly me, I thought at one moment, I want to be happy in my job, and within the week I was terminated for not being happy in my job. Jack and I moved to Las Vegas in 96. While in Tahoe using a Mac computer, Jack composed and produced his first digital album, Blue Aura, a compilation of meditational healing music. It's quite spiritual.